the voice of.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it. I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Yesterday was the Lord's Day, and so I'm excited to hear, what was your nugget? Like, you know, you hopefully got to go to church or maybe listen to the Truth Network or somewhere. You got to hear God's word or maybe you studied it yourself and all of a sudden here was this gem in the mind that you had never seen before and oh my goodness, it just took your breath. What was that? I would love to hear it. 866-348-7884. Maybe you had a God nudge. Like you were sitting in a situation, all of a sudden you felt God pushed you into something you didn't see coming. It was a God nudge, and all of a sudden, man, you were involved in something you didn't. Wow, look how God showed up. Maybe that happened last week sometime, or maybe it happened yesterday. We would love to hear that. So it's kind of like nuggets or nudges, or maybe even you had a God sighting. We would love to hear that. 866-348-7884. You know, maybe you went, you know, fishing yesterday and something spectacular happened and you're like, oh man, if you don't see God in that, however you say it, your fire's not lit. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and share. Just think how it might encourage pastors everywhere. Maybe you're a pastor like me. And God gave you a nugget to share with your congregation. And it just took your breath like, oh, man, I did not ever see that before. Like, how cool is that? And that did happen for me yesterday morning. As I always, you know, one of the joys of serving God, whether I was a Sunday school teacher or I do devotions or whatever it is, that, you know, I do the Christian Car Guy Show and other shows here on the Truth Network, but whenever I do something like that, I always ask God, what do you want to do? Even the show right now. So, you know, as I was aware about 11 o'clock this morning that I would be doing the show, all of a sudden I started asking God, okay, God, what do you want to do? And he talked about that. Man, a lot of people probably heard a great sermon yesterday, and they discovered something that now they're going to apply in their life that they didn't think about before. Or maybe you are that pastor that had that God opened up the scriptures to you and you saw it and you're like, man, I got to share this. I want to hear it. I know our audience wants to hear it. 866-348-7884. Truly make my day. And so we do have Busman in Ohio. So I'm so glad to hear that. Busman, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good afternoon, my friend.
Brother Robbie, it's always wonderful when you're filling for Stu. You do such a great job. Your topic is spot on. So I found this really great little tiny church gathering, and it's 42 minutes away from me, Robbie. But I love the atmosphere, the teaching so much that I will literally drive 42 minutes to get there.
All right.
And it was so good. We start with breakfast, and we all sit around this big table and feed on breakfast, but also on the Word of God. And Brother Silas, the leader, we were talking right about the spotted lambs and the unspotted lambs. In other words, to give our best to the Lord. And it was such an engaging conversation. And then here's what was the kicker for me, Brother Robbie, is I heard the story of one of the young ladies who attends this little gathering, and she got baptized, Robbie, in this wonderful little area just down the road from this little church gathering in Blanchester, Ohio, is where it is. It's in Blanchester. And, I mean, the whole day, Robbie, was just absolutely anointed. I mean, from the teaching to the eating as a family, you know, for breakfast, and then watching this young lady die to herself and then be raised again in the Lord Jesus Christ through the symbolism of baptism in this awesome little pond that's just down the road from the church. It was majestic. So I had to share that with you. And the listeners that it was just an awesome time in Ohio. Awesome time.
I absolutely love that. You know, the fall before last, I baptized my little brother, in the pond at the boot camp right there, and it was an experience. You know, we actually went up to about our knees in the mud as we began to do it. But I've never had a happier moment. It was absolutely something I had prayed for years and years and years and years, and my brother had so grasped God in such an amazing. And matter of fact, I'll just tell that story. Since I got you, Busman, and it was definitely a God sighting. So my brother had his grandson had unfortunately witnessed one of his best friends drown right in front of his eyes the previous summer. And my brother was trying to minister to him, didn't really know exactly what to do, but he knew it would be good if he went to his big brother's boot camp. And so they came. And, you know, he brought his grandson, and as he went to leave for North Carolina that day, his grandson said, you know, Grandpa, do you think we'll see a bear if we're going to North Carolina? And my little brother, being like me, oh, yeah, we're going to see a bear. We're going to North Carolina.
That's too funny.
So, you know, they head off to North Carolina, and, you know, of course, there are so many colorful characters that they got to, you know, engage with. And I could really tell that my nephew, Devin, was really engaging in all the content and really seeing Jesus in a new light for both he and Mark, my brother. And the last talk that I gave had to be happened to be the sage stage of the masculine journey, which I pointed out was just simply, you know, pointing people to God. And I made reference to the movie, I think it's called Rudy, where the young man's trying to go to Notre Dame to play football.
Love that movie. That's a great movie, yes.
And he's praying and praying and praying that, you know, that he'll get into Notre Dame. And the priest, you know, he keeps coming to the priest, and the priest says, you know, after 40 years of theological study, there's only two facts I'm absolutely sure of. And we'll hear the rest of my brother's baptism story. And I want to find out about these spotted sheep, but we need your story. What was your God sighting? What was your God nugget yesterday or maybe in the past? 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back with a whole lot more. Truth Talk Live, God Sightings.
Truth Talk Live.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today we are talking about, we would love to hear, what was your God nugget? Maybe you heard it in your sermon yesterday, or maybe you delivered it in your sermon yesterday. 866-348-7884, or maybe you had a God nudge, or maybe you had a God sighting. We would love to hear it. 866-348-7884. We have Busman in Ohio with us, and when we left, my hero, my brother, actually, he had taken off to this boot camp, told his grandson he would for sure see a bear, and then they came to North Carolina again and had this amazing time for 3 days. The last talk, I was talking about the sage stage of the masculine journey, and I was talking about, right before the break, that in this movie, Rudy, where this young man's trying to go to Notre Dame, that the priest, he's been praying and praying and praying, and the priest finally just says, you know, I think we've prayed enough here. He said, in 30 or 45 years, whatever, of theological study, I'm aware of two undeniable facts. Number one, there is a God. And number two, I'm not him. Which is absolutely profound, I would just say. And so
laconic.
Yes, it is. And so, you know, my brother packed up. We said goodbye. We hugged, all that stuff. And off they went back to Tennessee, where he lives. And he was driving, from what he described. And about 45 minutes after he left camp, I get this text. He said, Robbie, I can't get it off my mind. There is a God, and I'm not him.
Wow.
And he said, I'm really struggling. Pray for me. There is a God and I'm not him. And so I start praying for him. About 30 minutes later, I get another text from him like, Robbie, you have no idea. There is a God and I'm not him. You have no idea what's happened. You have no idea what's happened. And this is all emphatic. You've got to hear. You're not going to believe what has happened, you know. And he says, I'm in tears. And this is still a text, right? And so, I text him back, Rob, Mark, I'm so excited that God's doing something in your life and all these things. Well, I finally got to talk to him the next morning. And he says, Robbie, you know, I left there and all I could think of was there is a God and I'm not him. He said, and I could not stop. Like, oh my gosh, I did not understand that, but all of a sudden God made it clear to me. And he said, I got so undone that I began to weep so uncontrollably that I could not drive. And so by this time, we're kind of going through the Asheville area, and we pull over, you know, where it's real curvy if you've ever driven between Tennessee and Asheville?
Yes, that's where the Biltmore Estate is.
Exactly.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that little area.
And so he says, I pulled over, you know, And I asked Devin if he would drive. You know, he didn't been driving long, but he said, you know, can you drive? I just can't drive. I'm so undone. So he said, sure. So he gets out of the car. You know, Mark gets out of the car. They sit back down in the car. They shut the doors. Cue the bear. A bear crosses the road like 2 feet in front of the
car. No kidding, Robbie.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
That was a God wink.
Oh,
it was amazing.
All that stuff. So as a result, both Devin and my brother came to the Lord in a very, very, very powerful way. And they both, like, immediately bore all kinds. Like, my brother started calling me all the time with questions about the Bible. He was studying his Bible. He couldn't quit reading the Bible. And Devin started a Bible study at his football study. I mean, these guys just dove into their faith with both feet. And so that next fall, you know, is when I got to baptize my brother in the mud. And to this day, like just Sunday, I could share with you the text that my brother sent me about how glorious it was to worship God on Sunday and all those kind of things that, you know, happen. And just, you know, God did it. You know, I was praying for it. And in my own way, you know, I'd like to say, oh, I knew someday he'd save my brother. Well, you know, it wasn't exactly the way it was, but it was the way it was because God did it. And you know, that's the neat thing. And so, you know, when you got to see that yesterday, that was somebody's daughter. You know, that was somebody's niece, you know, all that stuff. Right?
Well, it's funny that you say that, Robbie. So if I remember right, gosh, and forgive me if you listen, Brother Silas and dear Jessica. Jessica was the name of the young lady that got saved. But Silas told me the story of Jessica's struggles that she had just a short time prior. And her loving family members, including Donnie, I'm gonna put them out there, Brother Robbie, because I am so impressed by these brothers that surrounded this young lady. And she went from basically being, you know, suicidal to full of the capital L life.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She's on fire for God. She's got a young son that is going to be raised now with a Christian mom, not just a regular mom who loves him. And just to see that in itself, Robbie, was a miracle for me. And I told Silas, I said, I really, really needed today from our Lord. I said, my week's been really tough and rough. And I said, this is just absolutely such a refreshing thing. And it was 43 degrees, truth
no.
And these dear brothers went out in the water with this young lady. Now, it was a quick dip. It was a quick dip. But she was resolved. She says, I want to go to this special place over in this little park area and get baptized. And that's where it was baptized. And it was almost tear-jerking.
I'm sure it was tear-jerking. I mean, it should be. Like, man, here's somebody coming to life. And like you said, it couldn't be more special, especially since you had the breakfast. And then the other question I got to ask you, so you guys were talking about, it sounds like you were talking about Jacob and the spotted sheep, or what were you talking about when you at that breakfast?
That's what I brought literally to the table, dad joke. That's what I brought to the table. And yes, we were talking, I believe it was out of the Book of Numbers. And we were talking about how the Hebrews had to bring their unblemished animals for the daily sacrifice, and you know the year of the one time sacrifice for the atonement. You know that happens one time a year on the Jewish calendar, and the whole family was just discussing on the different points of how we've got to bring our best. God is too holy to accept anything less. And we got to see, you know, and I brought up Laban, you know, Jacob's uncle,
yeah.
And he was the king of tricksters. Yeah. Truth Talk Live. Do a little research on old Uncle Laban, L-A-B-A-N, Jacob's uncle, and how he too was a trickster. And we was just able to reflect, Robbie, of our own deceitfulness that we do to ourselves, we do to others. And then we come to the conclusion, we can't fool God with our spots. We can fool other people that were unblemished lambs or turtle doves.
Oh, I have something else to share with you on that idea.
Sure.
That is, it just blew my mind. I came across it a couple months ago. And so we're going to talk about that idea of blemished sheep, but we need your God sighting, your story. Maybe it was some baptism you saw yesterday. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. So much more Truth Talk Live coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today, I'm really interested. Like, what was the nugget you got in yesterday's sermon? Or maybe you had a God sighting or a God nudge that happened to you yesterday. I know you could be a pastor and you got something directly from God that you got to share with your congregation. I would love to hear it. I really would. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And so, Busman, right before the break, you were talking about, and I love this topic. As a matter of fact, we got Mike, your friend, is also on in Ohio, and I'm going to bring him on with us. Okay, Busman?
Awesome.
So, Mike, you with us too?
Yes. Hey, Busman. How you doing? Thank you, guys.
Hey, Brother Mike.
Brother Busman. How you doing? The only place. That's so cool. Thank you, sir.
Oh, of course. Of course. Well, I wanted you to hear this too. So, Busman was talking about that, you know, you were supposed to bring a lamb without blemish, and clearly you're it's a picture of Jesus, right? You couldn't be more without blemish than Jesus, right? And so, you know, those sacrifices were going to be holy, just like you were talking about, Busman, because again, that they needed to be holy because this is a holy God. But I don't know if you ever thought about this angle of it that I think is absolutely spectacular, really helps me about me giving my best to God. You see, whatever you give to God, he multiplies.
Yes.
And like, if you give God your time, like you give him that first 2 or 3 hours in the morning, whatever, it's amazing the time he will give you. I can testify it to you in amazing ways. Like, and if you give God money, I can tell you thousands of people who would testify to the fact that he will multiply it and multiply it. So
he will.
The challenge
according to your need, not for just stuff.
The reason why he didn't want them to give a spotted or blemished sheep is he didn't want to multiply. You know, the next thing you know, they would have a flock full of defective sheep, because God's going to multiply whatever it is you give him. It's part of what happened to Cain. You see, the idea is, you know, if you give something that is not of high value, you're going to multiply that in your life. And because it's just God's economy, right? And so as you reap, you will sow. And so if you reap defective material, you know, defective offerings, you will reap the defective offerings. But if you sow defective offerings, you're going to reap them. But the cool thing is, the beautiful thing is, if you sow your absolute very best, guess what God does? He multiplies the man, and it's absolutely
unbelievable. And he doesn't cut it short, is what I've learned in my life, Robbie. He doesn't cut it short. I mean, I think of when Andrew gave Jesus the five loaves and two fish from the little boy. And
ka-ching.
The little boy, can you imagine, exactly, brother, can you imagine the size of his take-home box that day after giving this Galilean his little lunch of five loaves and two fish? They come back, you know, with a trailer full of food and said, here, take this back to your dear mother, feed everybody in your town with it because we've got so much because of your gifting of it.
So Mike, you called, and I know you've got something for us, so by all means, we want to hear it. And I thought I'd leave Busman on because you guys are so good.
Oh, this was cool. Yeah, that's cool. Busman, I was thinking about Adam in the garden again, and he sinned, and God said, where are you? And then it brought me the thought about Noah, and I studied a little bit more about, you know, Jonah.
Right.
Jonah, when he deceived God and he was in the belly of God, but God kept seeking after him. And
amen, Mike. Great. Amen.
Yeah, that is so great that, you know, no matter how far you fall back in sin, God is going to come after you because you're the child of God. And there's these people out there that don't know God or don't want to go to church or don't want to pray, but they know God. They made a testimony in their heart, but God, you know, God is not going to let them go. God's going to come after you. And this is the time.
Even
if
he's
got to
swallow you up with a fish.
You know, there's there's a couple of things I want to say about that, Mike. It's just such a cool story. Jonah. And I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but if you read up on anybody that's ever been swallowed by a fish, and there have been a few people that, you know, that have happened in the last couple of centuries, what happens is the stomach acid in the fish, you know, takes out all the hair on their bodies, their eyebrows and all that, and then it turns them bright white because it acid takes the melatonin out of their skin or whatever, you know?
Wow.
And so I don't know if you ever
they are literally changed.
Oh yes. And so if you ever wonder why people
not the same.
If you can imagine
amazing, Mike.
If you can imagine Jonah running around Nineveh, white as a ghost, no hair, no eyebrows. He's saying, listen to me. You don't want any of this.
That makes you wonder now, brothers, because was it the 40-day repentance message? Or was it because he looked like a zombie?
I don't know. I don't know. It just always occurred to me. It's somewhat. But anyway, I not only love that part of the story, but the part that, you know, God is so faithful to poor Jonah, even when his attitude is just horrible, right? And he's sitting there, you know, just mad at God because he saved these people. Like, what have you done now? I knew if I did this, you were gonna let him off the hook. and so he grows his plant over his head. It's such a funny story. Like, really?
It is a funny story. Yeah, it is. And then he's willing to use Jonah. How much is he willing to use us? You know what I mean?
Amen, Mike.
It's just God is so good. You know what I mean? He's just so awesome that I'm just a cabinet maker, and I don't know what you do, Bushman, for a living, but in the cabinet making, you know, we're meeting people day after day. Yeah, and we need to be led by God, and just by getting your coffee, talk to people, doing your daily things. You know,
you know, that's exactly just what I have told people for years, how God allowed me, I guess, to end up being able to talk on the radio or whatever, is for years and years and years, whatever I read that morning, just like you are talking about, Mike, you know, you've been reading about Jonah. So I'm so excited. The first thing I do when I get to work is I got to tell somebody, whoever. Man, you are going to believe what I read about Jonah today, right? And people just say, well, you know, I never knew that was in the Bible. Next thing you know, they start reading their Bible. And next thing you know, God bears fruit from simply, you know, from your enthusiasm. So great news, guys. We got a third person, also another friend of mine.
Awesome.
Orlando is in High Point. We're going to join him into the conversation, see if I can get a four-way going.
Oh, my God.
Orlando, are you there, buddy?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Robbie.
I haven't talked to you in months, man. I am so glad you called today. And you were at that boot camp about where the bear came, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I know. And
we run.
We run. Testimony of two witnesses.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true talk. You get the real deal. Testimony of two witnesses, Robbie and our brother in Orlando.
Yeah, there. His name is Orlando, but he's actually in High Point. But anyway, Orlando, you had a comment.
Yes. We were studying a Bible study in the morning Saturday, this last Saturday, 2 days ago.
All right.
And since Passover is coming, we were talking, and some people say, well, you know, that already passed. You know, that was on Easter. It says, no. This is Passover. This is when the Jewish people celebrated. We celebrate it with the Catholic Church. We shouldn't. We actually should celebrate it with the Jewish people, just like in the Bible times.
And you know what? Orthodox faith is celebrating it right now as the Jewish people are. Interestingly, they're just coming out of Lent, and I think this is the upcoming Palm Sunday for them right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the thing that got me there, woke me up, was 4 days before that, when the Day of the Lamb, with the Exodus 12.
Oh, yeah,
about,
yeah.
And it says, take a lamb. We were reading it, right? We were trying to read, try to understand. It says, take a lamb to without spot, without blemish, so they can, you know, being accepted for Passover. They'll keep it there for 4 days. And all of a sudden, this other a friend of mine says, well, that was when God was taking his lamb to the temple. Whoa.
That's
woke
right.
Me up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
God was taking his lamb to the temple, and they didn't accept him.
That's right. And if I can add in here to Brother Orlando, do you remember when the Pharisees kept challenging the Lamb of God, kept asking him all these questions, trying to trip him up? They were testing to see, they were testing that Lamb of God.
All right, guys. Well, I had to jump in. We got a break.
Love this.
But we can add you to the conversation. Why not? 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. We got Busman Mike in Orlando. But we don't have you. And we don't have your story. We're going to find out more about this lamb. 866-348-7884. Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today we are loaded for bear. We are talking about what was your nugget, or maybe you had a God nudge yesterday, or maybe you had a God sighting. What was it that, or in Orlando's case, it happened on Saturday. How exciting was that? That he was at a Bible study. We need your story. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So, Orlando, you were telling us about your, oh, by the way, we have Busman in Ohio, Mike in Ohio, and Orlando, who's in High Point. Tell us about your lamb that you were studying.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we were studying through the book of Exodus, where it says that, to take a lamb, take a lamb. Everybody was taking a lamb to the temple to be accepted. And that's when Jesus came in the donkey. And then God was taking his lamb to the temple to be accepted. And they did not accept it. They did not accept him as being the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So that's why we came in at the church, because they didn't accept it. Only a few people accepted him.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful story.
So his blood covers us. And we are without sin.
So, Mike, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts is he's totally right. I mean, I think, the sacrifice was teaching us, that we need Jesus. And and Jesus was the Lamb of God, and that way we're covered through the Lamb of God. We're covered with, you know, where our sins are covered through that.
Oh, absolutely. It's like gigantically huge.
You know, I know that's pretty basic as a Christian, but then again, truths are truths, and you know, we need to remember that, you know, God was the ultimate sacrifice every day. And why we're able to have a communication with God, like Jonah did, and like Adam did, because he told them how to sacrifice and showed them how to sacrifice on the commercial, and but you know, then that way we're able to talk to God. In the Old Testament, they sacrificed a lamb, and then God is our sacrifice now, and Jesus is, and now we can talk to God through Jesus. And this is a pretty awesome maybe revelation just now, that God is our lamb, and then we can talk to God through Jesus, because he sacrificed. He was the ultimate sacrifice.
Exactly.
Amen.
It's basic, as you said, Mike. However, it's deep enough an elephant could swim around in.
And if I can add to that, gentlemen, if you remember in Matthew 27, around the 50th verse, because we talked about the Jews, we talked about talking to God, Brother Mike, remember that when Jesus was sacrificed on the cross, that very thick curtain in the temple was split in two. And that curtain was the barricade between mortal man and the Shekinah glory of God's presence in the Holy of Holies. So when the Lamb was satisfactory to a wrathful God, God split that very thick curtain in two, so that we mortals could meet and speak and receive from God himself. I think that's just a mind blower right there, guys.
Right, which is what Jesus actually said. He said, you know, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. So the destination is the Father, right? And Jesus' sacrifice made that way, but he wants us, as we've talked about so many times, he wants us to do that with him and through him. And it's a fantastically beautiful thing. And it's really cool, in my own thought, you know, that we celebrated Easter a few weeks ago and we had a glorious time. In fact, was it Mike, you guys? No, Orlando, you were talking about the Seder or the Passover. And so we did a Passover Seder Good Friday back, you know, in March when we were celebrating Easter. How fun was that? So now we get to celebrate it all over again.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know how it got so off myself. I mean, I've studied it, and at some point in time, I guess I could back into it, but it's still, it's just a good thing from my standpoint. I don't think you can ever get too much Easter.
No, I don't think so either, Stu. I mean, my heart's saying, you know, this Easter, I don't know why, I was just never as hyped up as the church, you know, about Easter until this Easter. For some reason, I went to Easter sermon and they had baptism, and then new people that were, you know, joining the church, and they were getting baptized and saying that, you know, I'm a follower of Christ. And that really hit my soul, you know, that, you know, this is the whole reason that God rose again, is because then that way, you know, we have a God that's a living God.
What,
you know,
a great thing to do on
God,
Easter.
Mike.
I have, you know, I've never seen an Easter baptism. Now I'm sitting there thinking, I know what I'm doing next year. What a great idea.
I'm glad I get to hear that with you.
It was
a whole family that this became an Easter baptism, and it was when you could feel the Spirit of God and watching this happen, and the joy that they had to be able to testify that, you know, I'm a Christian, you know what I mean?
And this, oh, I that, do. That was, and Orlando, just think about it. Like, if you were baptized on Easter, you'd never forget the day you were baptized.
Well, yeah. Well, see, for me, Easter, I call it Resurrection Sunday.
There you go. Now, yes, that's that. You've been listening
Amen.
To Stu.
Amen.
I can
yes,
tell.
Sir, that's the reason why I brought it up.
That's, say no to the rabbit.
That's how I. That's how I knew, Mike, you weren't talking to Stu, because Stu would have corrected you immediately. However, I happen to love Easter myself, so I'm totally in love with Resurrection Sunday as much as I'm in love with Easter. I got to admit, I'm totally delighted with both concepts. But go ahead, Orlando.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that the Catholic Church brought into our. Yeah, I mean, we just became part of it. You know, especially with the Gregorian calendar and all those things, and when we look at the end times, if we bring another thing into the soup, we have to go with the Jewish calendar in order to understand, and you have to look at everything Jewish in order to understand everything, because we look at it in Gentile ways, we can't get a hold of anything.
Yeah, it's really beautiful that the Jewish calendar actually starts, you know, on Yom Kippur, and is the day that God made Adam. According to the
Jewish Hashem Yeshua.
Yeah. So the calendar started not on the first day of creation, as far as they were concerned. It was on the day that God made Adam, and off it went. And so when they do their, you know, Jewish New Year every year, they're counting it off. And I think I could be wrong, but I think it's like 5731 or something. Pardon me?
5784 right now.
Yeah, there you go. You're right up on it, Orlando, as always.
Yeah, I follow every Jewish stuff. I always follow it.
So that's beautiful. It is really good stuff. And I agree with you that the Jewish calendar is quite handy when you're really trying to understand a lot of things on a biblical timeline. Because, you know, one of the really wild things that occurred to me as I was trying to, you know, put it all on a timeline was – you know, Abraham and all those guys, you know, Shem was still alive. You know, Noah's boy.
So, he was.
And so a lot of folks think that, you know, Melchizedek, he was actually, you know, Shem. I don't know. But I know that clearly, you know, those people had access to a lot of information if they actually could talk to Noah's son. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's good support for that. Hey, Robbie.
Yes, sir.
We can end the program with a dad joke. Is Orlando and Mike a dad?
No, they are.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Okay, are you ready, dads? Are you ready, dads?
We're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you, since Brother Robbie brought up the bear story with his brother, I had to tell you this dad joke. Okay, here it is. What do you call a bear with no ears?
I heard that with no teeth, they're called a gummy. But I
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
Dad Orlando? Dad Mike?
No ears.
No. I don't know.
All right. Go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
B.
Oh. And for those watching on Facebook right now, that I have a T-shirt on that says... And I'm showing my T-shirt right now to the Facebook audience. It says, "I keep my dad jokes in a database." This was given to me by my granddaughter, who enjoys my jokes for many decades.
Well, I just told a lady at Speedway today that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and you know, being happy is and being happy with God. And
that's right.
Amen, Mike.
Because
Amen,
in
Mike.
His presence is fullness of joy. And you guys are all definitely poster children for that. And as are all the Truth Talk listeners. So thank you guys so much for sharing in our show today, and thank you all for listening.
Love you, Robbie.
Love you, too. You guys have a great week, and we will talk to you all soon. God bless, and thank you again for listening to Truth Talk Live. Truth Talk Live.